call together the City Franklin Quarry Monitoring Committee for Wednesday, October 30th. The time is 6 p.m. With a regular, will you take the attendance, please? Call to order.
Elderwoman Kristen Woodland.
Here.
Member Margie Chor.
Here.
Member Fred Tinuple.
Here.
Elderman Mike Barber.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. First item is approval of the minutes. Are there any additions, changes, corrections to the minutes, or a motion to approve?
I think there's a correction.
Commissioner Schor, will you speak right up into the microphone, okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Your light is on.
The minutes of September 26th meeting change should be for the staff member should be noted arrival time to start meeting at 6 o'clock. We don't have that on there.
Let's see. All right, so under, typically we say we're present, we would add you there. So how about if we say present were blah, 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 and then they say new staff member, and then your name arrived at.
Okay.
And then say 6:15 or whatever it was. Actually, I think it was like 1 minute after I already started the meeting, because I was trying to attempt to start it before you were here.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, now we have first, second to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the minutes are approved. Okay, next item on the agenda, citizen comment period. Are there any citizens that would like to speak? Seeing no one coming forward, we'll close the citizen comment period and move on to hearings, which we have none. Next item of business, 5, update on the new survey for both north-south boundary along 51st Street and east-west boundary along West Drexel Avenue, as directed by the Common Council on March 19th, item G3. So the survey companies were sent the request for proposal, and the return date is for November 15th, and the deliverables are set for, I think, January 31st or something like that. So hopefully we'll get something back, and then we can put that on the agenda and make a selection from that. Are there any questions? Oh, I should also add that all three companies that received the proposal were from the list that Alderman Barber provided me.
Thank you.
Okay.
So is that the date that they're going to open the bids in November?
Well, they're not bids.
Or the?
Because it's not a public bid item. It's just a.
They were submitting their bids.
It's not a bid. Oh. It's just a proposal.
Oh, okay.
It's asking for cost. So they're just supposed to send their stuff into the city by a certain date, and then once they send that in, it goes to the council if we get anything back, and then the council can make the selection based on what comes in.
Okay.
And there things were all in there about give us your total cost, not to exceed total flat cost. We didn't go into hourly rates or anything like that. It's just how much is it? Okay. Any other questions? Okay. The next item is review and discussion of professional service agreement to provide quarry monitoring services for the year 2020. Currently, it's been StanTech. In our packet this evening, we also have last professional service agreement from StanTech, and I took a look at it and had some comments about the scope of work section, which is it's the Exhibit A. And I personally would like to see more operation monitoring as far as cleaning the streets, dust, gravel-related services type of looking at, and less blast monitoring, because it seems to me we're spending $29,000 on blast monitoring and it never makes a difference. So we get all these documents and I don't think we're getting any good outcome for the money. And Then the other item is last complaint evaluation. Maybe services should be better spent on someone to handle more blast complaint-related items. And those are my thoughts to the current contract. I think that if we want to consider a different consultant, that should have probably been started a while ago, because it always takes so long to get this through the process. So I'm actually fine with StanTech. I don't have a problem with them, but I know there are those that do. So any input from the members? Are you prepared to discuss this?
If we were to take out, I mean, it looks like the cost per event is the $29.45 is the most expensive. So if we eliminate that, and our budget for this year is $46 for 2020. For the 40.
$46,500.
What?
Oh, it's $500.
$500 more?
$500 more than last year, yeah.
So how would we, I mean, I don't have any problem with increasing, like, the operations monitoring to at least once a month, but that's only $2,100, so you'd be taking 21, if you reduce the blast monitoring, you'd only be taking 700, or, you know, if you increased to 2,100.
Basically, for reducing one blast monitoring, you get three more operation monitoring, so you get a dozen for just reducing one blast monitoring. So
$2,100 for three more, make it once a month.
Yeah.
Reduces the $29.45 by $2,100. So you got a difference of $8.45 plus the additional $500 that's in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have $8.45. You'd have $13.45 that we could spend on some other kind of issues. I don't know exactly what we could do with blast complaint evaluation to increase that. They're doing 25 of them now, apparently, but.
Well, that's estimate number of complaints, I guess. I don't understand why that's so high. On a monthly basis, city provides StanTech information pertaining to the quarry complaints. StanTech will evaluate each one to evaluate the following corresponding conditions, dust complaints, off-site seismic complaints, and a short summary. So we get a short summary.
Which is what we have today.
And that it's what's kind of weird is on here, under blast complaint evaluation, it talks about a short summary and then compiling the complaints and evaluations at year end. So they can do that, and then they combine all the blast monitoring along with the complaint evaluation. It's almost like getting paid twice for the same thing. You have one report at the end of the year that's almost $3,000, which is pretty much already mentioned in the blast complaint evaluation year-end report. Commissioner Shore has her hand up.
Well, Fred was first.
No, Margie, go ahead.
Well, who actually is taking the complaints now? It was Deedle, but it wasn't Deedle now. So who these people ask me, who else do you go to?
To the Department of Administration, Lisa Huning, and she transferred the complaints to the planning department.
Oh, okay. So Deedle don't have anything to do with it, and you people down there, nobody contacts them for the blasting complaints?
StanTech monthly submit a report of the blasting monitoring and also the complaint evaluation. And I also prepare a report for the quarry coming monthly.
But I mean, that's what they're wondering about, coming here to Franklin. not Stantec, I'm talking Franklin, when they want to make their complaints. So they go to Lisa?
The Department of Administration, by the city website, or a city form is available at the clerk office in Payson.
Well, there's...
They have the two options, online or in person.
There, you might not know this, Regula, but there is the complaint process you're talking about that goes through Lisa with that complaint form.
Correct.
But when they created this court thing, they sort of created its own complaint process. And recently, I've been just telling people to submit them like every other complaint, because I didn't understand why we had to have a total separate thing. So that might be why you're seeing more Corey ones coming through Lisa, but they used to go directly to Joel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know what Marge is saying, what happened to that process, and who's, you know, is Joel now sending the people to you, or is Joel still getting complaints and tracking them, or is he not doing anything?
No, the official way is directly to administration, and then administration for the complaint to plan.
That doesn't make sense.
Because there is a separate Corey complaint form.
Yeah.
But I received the complaint forms from Lisa.
And it's this, I guess the only way to know if we're talking about the same one is to see what that form is, because if it's coming through that Northwoods system, that's not the same as that Corey complaint form. Well,
yeah, the name is Corey complaint form. Okay. The one that I received from Lisa.
Okay.
Could we, I'd like to get Stantec to talk a little bit. I mean, they're not here tonight, and I wish they probably could have been.
No, he contacted me.
Huh?
I sent an email to Mike Rosnowski.
Yeah.
About the item that we are discussing tonight, but he is not able to attend.
Okay. Can he maybe make next month meeting?
I will try.
Because I can see where we can shift some money, and I have no problem with doing that. I'd just like to know, I'd like to get more cohesion between our process and the Corey process. And maybe, I'm not sure even how the Corey process came into being in terms of identifying who set up a separate process for the Corey monitoring and what is the purpose of that. How do we get it in sync is kind of what I'm saying, because I think there's valuable information from both sides there, but I'm not sure how this goes in relation to the Corey monitoring. So if this could be part of a discussion, say at our next meeting, we could finalize the numbers with a little bit of clarity after that. But one of the complaints we've heard from the citizens is the response from the Corey as well, and I'd like to see how that can be affected so it's more efficient, as opposed to linking it to our system. And maybe that could be a whole meeting devoted to that one whole issue.
So explain to us what that might look like, because I'm not getting the picture.
Okay, I don't know how the Corey, separate Corey form came to be. And I don't know how it was processed or who set it up. Was it done with who set the dynamic up, and was there a buy-in from the Corey at that point to respond within a certain amount of time to get that kind of stuff? I mean, how do we get that part of the equation more efficient, and then how do we link it with what we're doing here with Stantec?
Well, it's my understanding that the complaint form came about from the previous Corey Monitoring Committee.
Right, so I'm not sure. I mean, before I was around.
Right, but I've seen enough documents on that. But those complaints were being done online, and then Joel was sifting through them, and Joel was sending them to Stantec, and Stantec was compiling them.
Okay, so how does the Corey come into that link?
then, well, on the form, if you fill out the form, it has a place in there, I want to be contacted by the quarry, or I don't want to be contacted by the quarry.
And they would...
Then when they, if they mark they wanted to be contacted by the quarry, then Joel would forward it to the quarry for contact.
The quarry and the city.
Okay.
Commissioner Clement?
The complaint form, Marge and I have been on the quarry committee for a long time, and if I remember correctly, Marge, Joel used to just get the complaints and he would compile them himself. And then there was a discussion about getting a form to go with the website and the information that was placed on the city's website. And I think that's when that form was developed. And exactly what time period it was, I'm not sure.
I can't remember the year. Yeah,
my other comment is the blast monitoring, we spent a lot of time last year making sure that we would get seismographs that would be comparable to what Payne and Dolan has installed, so that we could correlate and check the numbers. I think we still need to do that. That's most important, where we can say, these were our monitors, these are their monitors, and the numbers are within the range of error. So I think it's important we continue with the blast monitoring. The operations on the street, yeah, those are most visible to the people that go by. Complaint evaluations. You know, I think it's important that they contact the city so the city can contact them, and we also have a record of what's going on. Because I know Clint has always been very responsive. If somebody wants a call, he's willing to take their call or call them.
Well, let's just look at the operation monitoring.
Sure.
First, is there any objection to increasing that to a dozen events?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So if we tell them that we'd like to have that moved up to 12. And then for the blast monitoring, there's 10 events. So
will we be comfortable with a longer period between comparisons?
What do you see we're getting from the comparisons anyway?
Well, the data that I see to look at the vibration and the air blast, overblast, you know, when it's our monitors on Allwood and Payne and Dolan's on 51st Street, and they're, you know, they're reasonably close, so it's not like somebody's fudging the numbers.
My point is, it's always been that the blasts that are felt and the blasts that are complained about are always under the PDD standards.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So we can monitor them.
Yep.
And double monitor them and triple monitor them. But the bottom line is the same. They always come back and say we're within
and
the
I think
ability to do that.
The consultant we had that did the good presentation about the blasting and the air overblast, and there's a lot of factors that go into the perception of what happens when they blast. I don't know if we have a complete handle on that. You know, weather reporting, I thought we were getting some of that from StanTech as to what it was when some of the blasts went off.
Well, it doesn't really matter. The bottom line is you add all of that into there, you could spend all kinds of money. The bottom line is if the blast levels are set at a rate that's already bothering the residents, it doesn't matter what kind of monitoring you do.
Except we need to continue with a baseline. We need to have.
I'm not saying eliminate it.
No, I'm not. I know, but I'm just saying that the data is important. We might not need to see all these numbers every time, and for me, it would make sense that on days that we have a complaint come through the system, whether it be our system or the quarry system, then that's the kind of those numbers that occurred at Santec on that date and McCrory on that date, I think would be more important and more beneficial to people that really wanted to look at, say, okay, this day was a great, was a big blast or a larger blast, or it affected me more than usual, and there's a complaint filed. Let's put the numbers down that are the comparison for that particular day as a reference and feedback to those people. And then that do the complaint. And then we don't have to necessarily publish all of this data, because it's just, like I said, it's like you're sitting, it's below anyway. So I think a good baseline that says, okay, we received a complaint today, here's what the numbers were, and report that out. And then that would give everybody an understanding of the blast numbers that are...
So are you saying you would like to just have them dig into the data only on the complaint?
That would make some sense for everybody.
It would, yeah.
Rather than having to generate a lot of paper. Just talk about those specific events and analyze those and have the data available to analyze mm-hmm. those events.
Margie, you had her.
Well, Marge, I myself feel that they've improved so much on their blasting compared to what they used to be, but they still have bad ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they control them, that they don't have them like they used to have them. It was terrible. But the people are not satisfied that when they say how bad it is, and they say, yeah, but we're under. It's never, they're never over. It's always under. And they said it can't be true because the whole house vibrates. I mean, everything. And I mean, I've felt them, so I know it's true. Mm-hmm. But that's what's wrong there. We aren't getting the true value of how harsh those blasts are.
Commissioner Knipple?
Could I ask Clint?
Well,
are there other...
Can we...
Yeah, you need to suspend the...
Sorry. I'll address the question to the chair. Are there other factors that go into the perception of a blast being stronger or weaker?
People
weather,
being home.
Weather. Weather. If there's low clouds, if there's wind blowing in a certain direction. Are those some things that maybe we could explore with Mike when he comes next month as to being added to the data set that we get? If we're going to go with on a day of a high number of complaints, well, what was the whole total picture over the quarry at that time? So we can then be judging apples and apples.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty much a lost cause, personally. But
I just don't think it's the weather. I just think the blast is that serious. And